Okay, today's daf is Nazir Daf Chav Beis. Nazir Chav Beis, we are on Chav Aleph Mabeis. What we got up to last time, a number of years ago, was the middle of the Tashma, right in the middle of the Amud. That's what we'll start with. Tashma, we're in the Sugya, the question of Baal Megiz Gaiz or Meker Akar. How do we look at the husband's getting rid of a neder that was made by his wife, by his daughter, which we discussed at length in Maseches Nedarim. Remember the Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim in the last parak that discussed when a Baal does hafara, he has to know exactly if he thinks it's the daughter and it really was the wife or vice versa, right? That does not work. It's Osa, the Gemara Darshan there. But now we have a question, what conceptually occurs when the Baal is made for? Does it uproot it to Lamafreya or does it cut it? Why is this brought up here and not in Nedarim? Because our Mishnah is going to be a Raya, right? Remember the Mishnah that we started off with at the beginning of our parak, where the Mishnah spoke about if there was a line, if she is a Nazira, then somebody says Va'ani, Va'ani, so the earlier ones are removed, so do the later ones fall away, and if the later ones are removed, do the earlier ones, so that is why this major Nidarim topic is brought up here in Maseches Nazir on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabeis. So says the Gemara, let's try, this is Raya, try number two, Tashma, right in the middle of Chaf Aleph Mabeis. Says the Gemara, Ha'isha Shenadra Ben Nazir V'Hifrishas Behemta, a woman who is no deres, and this price that we already had in the dorm also, and she was mafresh her animals to bring for her Nazirus, V'achar Kach Hefer L'Baila, and the Baal is Mefer, her neder, Im Shelo Ha'isa HaBehema, if the animals were his, so then Teitziv Etir Be'eder, so they're Chulin, they go back to him, he got rid of the neder, and therefore there is no Kedusha to the Karbanos. But if the animals were hers, hachatas tamus, so then the chatas of the group of behemoths has to be left to die. As we know, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tmura, the five chatos, mesos, one of them is, all of them have in common that there is no kapara element needed or possible for these carbonous chatas. What if it was lost and the Bailam used a different one to get the kapara? And then you find the original one, this kapara ba'acher. Or what if it's a vlad chatos? It's a baby of a chatos or female. So the female has a baby. And now you don't need this one because the mother one is going to bring the kapara. It's all carbonous chatos that are separated, not needed for their kapara, so that this is a chatos mesa, because this is a carbon chatos that was set aside, and now it's not needed. But he asked the Gemara, but if it's true that the Baal is okeret lamafreya, as if it never existed, so tepik lecholin. So why is the chatos tamus? We should say it does not have kedusha. The whole thing was not true. There wasn't a chatos originally. There wasn't anything to be bring it for, so it should go lecholin. So says the Gemara, El Olav, Shvami, no, Baal make his guys. Isn't this a Raya that the Baal only cuts it? The Baal breaks it. It existed in its time, and that is why the carbon chatas exists as a chatas, but the Baal cuts it from now, and that's why the chatas cannot be brought. Even before we answer that Raya, the Tosas Rid has 2 points. Number one, he says, it's 1 point first. If the Hafara was done before the Hafrasha, so then for sure there's no Kedusha. What's the case brought? Where the Baal, she's no deres, and then she's mafrisha her karbanos, and then the Baal is mefer. What if the Baal was mefer before? What if she didn't know about it? Beshem is going to come up with tomorrow's daf on Chaf Gimel. So the Tosas Rid says that if the Hafara was done before, then for sure there is no Kedusha. Dafka im hifrisha kodem sheyafer labayla. Shechala shem kedusha aleihen. The only havamina to discuss is where the hafrasha happened before the hafara. Avalam hefer la v'achar kach hifrishta. But if he was mefer and then she was mafrish, chulin gemurin hein. It is totally chulin. The afilu imarmed megiz gaiz. Even if you want to say it cuts it, kfar niftara mikol hasilavo. It's already gone. She doesn't have any more chiyuvim. The hutra lishtos biyayin ulegalech ulitam elamaisim belishum avas karbon. Right, there's no need for her to do anything if the hafara took place before the hafrasha. Right, she's mutter to do everything that a nazira could do. And he says velo dummy, and it's not like the case is going to come up on the top of the daf. It's not like where she was no deris ben nazir and then she became tamei a mace and then he was mefer and then she sets aside the karbanas. If she becomes Tame, that's different, because then something happened. Something happened, even if you want to say the Hafara that happened before the Hafrasha, that's different.
Right?
But here, by the Nazir Tor, nothing happened, and therefore, says the Tosfos Rid, that the Brice here is Meduyak, that it's Dafka, where she did the Hafrasha before he did the Hafara. So, says the Gemara, isn't this a raya, the fact that Baal is Mekas Gaius, because there's still a Chatas, right? If it was Okelam Afrei, there wouldn't be a Chatas. So says the Gemara, no, Lo Olamei Malacha Baal Me'ekar Akar. Maybe the Baal is Oker. Vahainu Taima. And this is the reason that the Chatas still exists. Kivan Ditzricha Kapara. Since she needs Kapara, what do you mean she needs Kapara? Our good friend Rabbi Elazar HaKapar? About, or no, we're going to quote it in full on the next daf again, right? What did the Nazir do? That he or she withheld themselves from wine. So, Havis kechata shemesu ba'aleha. So it's like Al-Karman Chatas, whose Baalim have died. Meaning, there's no need anymore for the Kapara, the Gemiri, and we have a tradition, the Chatas shemesu ba'aleha tamus, one of the five Chatos Mesos, right? We said a couple of days ago, the abbreviation of the Rosh HaTevis is Vitimna, the five chatos mesos. So one of them is where the owner dies for tamus. Then the animal has to be left to die. Right? This is compared. The owner here didn't die, but it's comparable in that there is no need anymore for this to be brought. There is a question. We'll mention it now, but we'll have to review it again in a couple of minutes. Why here, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar is not quoted in full? Right, there are five other places in this Masechta that the Gemara did not mince any words and say, yeah, it's a sin anyway. And then it goes into discuss it. And here it just says, yeah, it's alluded to. But it says, Kiva ditzricha kapara, according to the Gersa. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, v'hadil mafarish talmuda, kiva ditzricha kapara, k'rebel lazar akapar, k'de mafarish besamuch. Why? Mishum de la kaman kreva, Tam. Later on, we're explaining why the karbanos are brought. Where you're trying to explain why we're going to bring karbanos to the Beis Hamikdash and why it's not chulin bazara, then you have to be very clear and explicit and quote the whole din. But here, we're explaining why we're going to let the chatas go graze and eventually be one of the Chatos Mesos, so there we don't have to be as explicit, and that's why it doesn't mention it, they didn't mention it here. Just reading the Gemara, why one area is explicit and one is not. Why is it that you can't bring the Chatos after the person died? Why can't you bring the Chatos? So Rashi, the Mefarish says here, the Mefarish says in the first wide line, Ein Kapara Lemesim. There's no kapara for a mace, right? Once the person died, there is no kapara possible. Or Rashi in Me'ilah, Daf Yud, has a lashon, misasan kaparason. They already got a kapara. But either they don't need a kapara afterwards, or they can't get a kapara, or misasan kaparason. What's the question? The question is, in Yana Diyoma, there is kapara for mason. What did the Shulchan Aruch discuss? Even the mason are judged on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur every single year. The Beis Yosef quotes in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, quotes the Mordechai, or even quotes the Mordechai and the Rokeach and others, Masha Hergalu Lidart Stuck of Yom HaKippurim Avar HaMesim, Yishli Avi Raya Me'asifri, the Sifri and Shoftim, on the Parsha of Egla Arufa, what did the Zakenim say? Kaper La'amcha Yisrael Asher Padisa. So with the Sifri Darshans, Kaper L'Amcha Yisrael, get Kapar and Atonement for your nation, Elu HaChayim. Asher Padisa, Elu HaMesim. Melamed Shamesim, Tzrichin Kapara. Even those who passed on need Kapara. And then he also quotes, Umasha Moa L'Mesha Chay Nosein Staka Bavuro. How does it help that somebody gives Staka L'Zecher Nishmas? Whatever, the Mesa is not giving the Staka. Right, how does it help? So explains the Beis Yosef, Hashem Bochein Libos, HaChayim V'HaMesim. Hashem knows the hearts of the alive, and he even knows the hearts of the departed. Im oso hames b'chayim haya nosein staka. If he would still be alive, he would give the staka. Vim haya ani oso hames ach libo betov v'haya nosein im haya lo. Us. Right? So he would have given if he would be alive, and he would have. Us tola loksas ki achay yachol avakesh lo akel din hames ki David al avshalom ukarab yochanan al acher. Remember that Gemara when Acher, the smoke's going up hundreds of years later, and if Yochanan davens for him, Avalim Nosan Bava Russia ain't Moel. Venosim Lakabin Amesim Shasadikim Melitzin Altse Etzoehim. So there is a concept of Kapara. And we know the Gemara, the Chazal tell us that if a Mesa caused a good hashpa. He could keep raking in the zchuyos even after he dies. And lachman alas on the opposite. So what does it mean in kapara lemesim here? So it's a simple teretz. So what teretz is, there's no kapara of karbanas la'achar misa. Right, there could be kapara of other types of kaparas. A person could do something on a person's behalf, and on behalf of a relative. The Shulchan Aruch and Balachi here put some of these sources together, but the answer is there's no kapara of a karban la'achar misa. If somebody's chayav a chatos and then they die, there's no karban brought. That's one of the chatos mesos. Okay, so there's no raya to that discussion. It is an appropriate Erev Rosh Hashanah daf to talk about the issues of kapara. And the first day of Rosh Hashanah, but we'll see, we'll have an Aim Sisra connection. Toshma, says the Mishnah. So now we quote the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Ha'isha shenadra ben azir. Vaisa shosa yayin metayim elameisim. The Mishnah says on daf chaf gimel, the woman who's in a zira, and she's drinking wine and metayim elameisim on purpose. B'meizid, harezu sofek as esarabam, she gets malchus. Is it daraisa? Every kezias, every time she's tamei meis, says the Gemara, hechi dami, what exactly is the case there? E lema de lo hefer la baal, is it a case where the baal was not mefer? It's a regular case of a woman is in a zira and she violated. Tzricha la meimar, then what's the chiddush? Of course she gets malchus. She did an avera. There's no, not every avera chayev is malchus is listed in the Mishnah. El pshita de hefer la baal. The case of the Mishnah must be where the baal was mefer. The baal was mefer and she still violated. Says the Gemara, v'isaka daitach baal me'ekar akar, amay sofekas arbaim. But if the baal uproots it, so why does she get malchus? The avera is uprooted. So she never did the avera. So why should she get malchus? So the Gemara says, elalav shema binah, baal me'ekas gayis. It must be, b'shaito, at the time it existed. The baal breaks it and discontinues it. But it existed at the time. So maybe that this Mishnah here in the fourth paragraph of Nazir is a raya. Says the Gemara again, no. Maybe no raya. La'olamei malacha baal me'ekar akar. Maybe the baal does uproot it. And the Mishnah is about a case where the baal was not made for it. The baal was not made for it. So therefore what? What's the chiddush? There is no chiddush. Umishum de kaboy to katani seifa, because in the seifa we're going to have the opposite case. Hefer la baila vihilo yada. If the baal was made for it and she did not know, by sashosa yana matayim lemason, and she drunk wine and was matayim lemason, ena sofek asesar abayim. In the seifa where it says that she didn't know about the hafara, she's not going to get malchus because the avera did not exist at the time that she violated. So tana ranami reisha sofek as was the normal regular case where she did violate. And she's going to get malchus. But really, there is no chiddush. So we'll see, on tomorrow's daf, when we get there, we'll note that there is no chiddush in the reisha. It's a regular case where she is chayeves malchus. Okay, there is a little discussion here, and it's also discussed there, when it comes to malchus mardus, right? The seifa of that Mishnah, of the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, Rabbi Yehuda holds that she gets malchus mardus. There's a question in the Rishonim, how much is Malchus Mardus? How many Malchus is it? Is it also 39? At most, do all the halachas of Malchus to apply to rabbinic lashes? Malchus Mardus? Is it less? Is it more? More. How can it be more? In most cases of Malchus Mardus, they are trying to get somebody to do a mitzvah. Most cases. So then the language is Makana Chetesi Nafsho. You keep hitting them until they do the mitzvah. Most of the time, Malchus Mardus is not just as a punishment. Most of the time. Here it is. Here it's already done. It's a punishment. So even if you want to say that usually Malchus Mardus does not have a limit, here it could have a limit. The Rishonim discussed. Tosfos discusses this on Chaf Amud Beis. That's where the Tosfos is printed, which discusses the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel. But we have it on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis because the Tosfos must have had all these Mishnayos printed all together. So he quotes a suffix of Rebbe. One of the Balei Tosfos. Misafka l'Rebbe, I'm reading a Chaf Mabez, Tahacha Lokal Sha'avra, the Shema Dafka Mem, Besulo, maybe he can't do more. Because it's not trying to get him to do a mitzvah where then we say, as many as it takes. No, here it's similar to the Malchus D'Oraisa, which is more in the punishment realm, and then maybe you would have a limit of 39. Okay, either way, let us continue.
Isn't that Seifa pretty much a Raya that's Meyakarapu?
So is the Seifa... Well, the Seifa that says... Right, Hefer Labai V'Hilo Yada, but no, what happens if she had drunk before he was Mefer? Right, that's a case where for sure there's no hafara, because when she violated, it was already hufar. Then even if you say mekas gaias, there's not going to be malchus in that case. Tashma. Okay, we continue next case. Says the Gemara on top, ha'isha shenadra benazir v'nitmeis, a woman who's a nazira and she became tamen. And then the Baal was made for it. So now what? This was the Tosfos Ritz contrast before. Even though Hafara took place already, she still brings her Chata Sa'of and doesn't bring her Ola Sa'of. Says the Gemara. And if you want to see the Baal is Megas Gaius, he cuts it, as we said. So Teitzi Nami Ola Sa'of. So she should bring the Ola Sa'of too. If you're saying she still has to bring the Karbanis of Tumah, because when she violated the Isser, she was still in Azira, she should have to bring the Ola also. Is that Meduyuk? There are three Karbanis she usually has to bring. By a Nazir Tameh, a Chatas, an Ola, and an Asham. So the Gemara here says it shouldn't only be the Chatas, it should also be the Ola. So if you look in Tosfos says, Nami, top Tosfos, for who had the Asham, Nami, by the Lasuye. Also, the Gemara just means, she should have to bring all the Karbanos. Says the Mifaresh, no. Only asks from Ola. She should have to bring the Chatas and the Ola. Why not the Asham? Says the Mifaresh, Ume Asham lo Parech, and we'll look at the Psukim in a second, but it's an important Shita. Detesi Nami Asham, first skinny line. It doesn't say also Asham. The Ein Asham ba Ella b'makam shetzarech likanes b'nezirus acheres. Wow. Kihechi detecha lam nezirus betara. Says the Mefarish, a nazir tame brings three karbanas, but all three of them are not for the same purpose. Says the Mefarish, the chadas and the ola are related to her past nezirus of tumah. The asham is brought to allow her now to start counting a nezirus tara. But what if there's, and it's a very unusual case, there's a case where a Nazir became Tameh, and he's not going to be recounting. It's just about the past. Says the Mefarish, you don't bring the Asham. Unbelievable. You would think it's a package. Nazir Tameh, you bring the three Karbanas. And usually, you start recounting. Here's a case where you're not, because the husband was made for the Neder after she became Tameh. So it's not going to be start again counting. Says the Mefarish, that's why only Chadas and Ola, but not the Asham. And if you look in the Psukim, it's Meduyuk. The Gemara spoke about this already a couple days ago. But now we can appreciate it. If you look in the Psukim, what does the Pasuk say in Parshas Naso? After it says, V'chiyamus meisala b'feta pitom, b'timei rosh nizro, another becomes Tameh. And what does he have to do? V'gilach rosho b'yom tahara. So, u'bayam ha'shvi yagachenu. Fine, he gets a haircut. U'bayam ha'shmini yavi shtei torim. On day 8, you bring two birds. And then you get a kapara. What does that mean? We start again. Start the new Naziris. That's what it sounds like. Then the next pasuk. V'hizr l'Hashem es yimei nizro. V'hevi keves ben shnoso l'Hashem. V'hayamim arishonim yiplu ki tamei nizro. The Torah of Shebichsav is for sure differentiating between them. It's Mefurish. It says, on the day of, you bring Chatas and Ola, and then it has two phrases. It says, Mekadesh es Rosh HaBayamahu, which we already said earlier, means you start counting new. And then it says, V'hizr l'Hashem es yimei nizro. And then it throws in the Asham, as if it's a different purpose. It says the Mefarish, it is a different purpose. It's only there if you want to restart counting. It's related to the new count. It's not related to the past Tumah. And that's why the Mefarish says here that it's Meduya, that the Gemara only asks about Ola in addition to the Chatas and does not bring in the Asham. But obviously Tosfos, as we saw, doesn't hold of any of this. Tosfos says it's a package deal. Why is it afterwards? Okay, it's a different purpose. Got to give a different answer to that. Okay, so the Gemara says, so if the Baal is Megas Gaius, he should also bring in Ola Sa'ov, right? Because at the time, she was still a Nazira. So says the Gemara back, Ve'elamai, me'akar akar. So what? The other way would be better, that it's totally uprooted. So chadas ofanami lotesi, she shouldn't bring any karbanos. So it doesn't work either way. So the Gemara says, hachanami, really, you shouldn't have to bring any karban. You throw in the chadas, you know why? Rav Elazar akapar, v'amani Rav Elazar akapar hi, it's Rav Elazar akapar shita, titani Rav Elazar akapar. Omer, matam alomer me'asher chata ala nefesh, v'chbezech nefesh chata zeh. What nefesh did this person sin with? Ela mipnei shetzir atzmo min hayayin nikra chote. But because he was mitzar himself from wine, He is called a sinner. Follow Dvar Kav HaChomer. Umazeh shalotir atzmela ben ayayin nikrachote. Hametzara asmo mikol davar al achas kama v'kama. So surely, if somebody does this. But again, there's a lot of flexibility, as we have seen the last couple of weeks in this Masechta, regarding the chatos brought for a nazir. We always have a blazer kapa to fall back on, which is more of a hashkafic type of avera, you might say. Still, to bring a chatos in this regard, you do have to add in what the Rishonim do add in, that chatos ha'ov could be brought ala suffic too. If it's this, we're talking about a real chatos behema, we would never say that it's okay to bring this karban. Yeah, it's kind of like an avera, it's a chatos. No, chulin bazara. Can't play around with an isra of chulin bazara. But once we're talking about a chatos ha'ov, not a chatos behema, and a chatos ha'ov is baal suffic in other cases, so then we can have a little more flexibility in this regard. A couple of points. The Rambam. The Rishash here points out the Rambam in Hilchas Naziris, in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Ha'isha shenadra v'nazir, v'nitmeis betokim e'naziris. Our case. She is a Nazira. She becomes Tameya. V'achakach shama baila v'heferla. Says the Rambam, Harezu mevia karban tuma. End of the Halacha. The Rambam says, she brings her karbanas of tuma. Ask the Nosek Kalim. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the most you're going to bring is a chatos. The Rambam says you bring your karbanas of tuma. Ask the Radvaz. Umashma de makriva karban tuma. Afagav de heferla. Velo habi chuman bazara. De ein ze karban nazirus. Ela karban hatuma. De bishata tuma nazira haisa. She ain't bal mefer. Ela mikanal haba. Unbelievable. The Rambam must understand. Paskin. Make his gayas. And therefore, not like the maskana of this Gemara, right? Make his guy, and if she brings her whole set of karbanas tuma, umina she im nitmeis v'sha'ala l'chacham v'hitir la. What about hataras chacham, not hafara? So hataras chacham we paskin is okay l'mafreya. So if she was matami herself, and then she went to a chacham v'hitir la. Einim avia karbanos tuma, no karbanos. Shari achacham oker another meikaro umashvi le nether tos. Ve'afilu efrisha behema teisa v'tira be'eder. So the Radvaz has 2 points here in Tes Yud Aleph. First of all, the Rambam does not paskin like the pashas of our Gemara. The Rambam says you bring if a woman becomes a tmeya and then the baal is made for it, she brings her whole set of karbanos tuma. Number one, and number two, the Radvaz adds in, but if she went to a chacham and was maturit, not to her husband and was made for it, then she wouldn't bring any karbanos, because it's okel l'mafreya. So the Rishash points out that Rambam. So it's one level of difficulty. How does the Rambam read our Gemara? But okay, we understand the svara for the Rambam. The problem is another Rambam. The Rambam elsewhere has a lashon, if I could just find it, the Rambam has a lashon in Nedarim, Yud Gimel Beis, which seems to be exactly opposite of what he paskins. The Rishash just points out this problem, and because of this, the Kesef Mishnah here tries to suggest that the Rambam has a totally different understanding of Megiz Gaiz and Makar Akar. Because if you look at the Rambam, what we just read, it's fine, but Nidarim Yud Gimel Beis. Ketzan Mefer. How does a husband Mefer Nidarim? Omer Mufar O Batel O E Neder Zek Klum V'chayotzi B'dvarim Shen Yonim Akiras Anadim Meikaro. Any of these Lashonos, Batel, Mufar, Ein Neder Zeklum, Aval Im Amar La, E Efshi She Taduri, but if he says, I can't stand your Nedarim, O Ein Ka Neder, Hazel Lo Hefer, you have to use a separate special Lashon. Okay, V'chein Omer Leishto, Machulach, O Mutulach, O Sharilach, Lo Amar Klum, why? Why do you have to use specifically a Lashon of Mufar Batel? Says the Rambam, She Ein Ha'av V'Habal Matir Kimo Achacham. Because the father and the husband don't work like the chacham. Ela, oker haneder mitchilasa umefiro. A baal and a husband are okerit, and then they're made for it. Unlike a chacham. That's doubly problematic. We said the Rambam holds that by a husband it's make his guy is, not oker. And we said by a chacham, he is oker, and he's saying he's not. So, it's difficult. Not going to answer that now. Yud Gimel Beis in Hilchas Nedarim. There's a long cast of Mishnah here explaining how the Rambam maybe has a totally new, different understanding of the Gemara, because he seems to contradict himself in Hilchas Nazir and in Hilchos Nedarim. Okay. Related to Rav Elazar HaKapar, we mentioned this many times, that maybe we'll come back to it, but maybe we'll come back for 2-3 minutes right now. Rav Elazar HaKapar is related to the major topic of Chumrah. Major topic of, when is it appropriate? Rav Elazar HaKapar, we've heard it 4 or 5 times already, just in this Masechta. It's not good to add on Isurim. That's basically what he says. And we mentioned, this is the Rambam likes this type of approach. Rambam Nuchos Deos, where he talks about we're not supposed to take upon ourselves extra chumras, extra isurim. Lo dayecha mashasra Torah. Al shata oser dvarim acherim. The Rambam is not a fan of that. The Ramban, though, as we mentioned, is very supportive. The Ramban says your carbon chatos is brought because you're not continuing to be a nazir. So it's different approaches. There is a beautiful ha'ara that in the vidui that comes up on Erev Yom Kippur, right after Tfila Zaka in most machzorim, the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim is written in most machzorim. Some have the minhag to say it. So in there, in the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim, so we say, Baba Kadem Omar Rafu Avakesh. Hashem, how could I approach you? Ke ben sora umore hayisi. Ke eved moreh al Adonav. I've been like a ben sora umoreh. I've rebelled against my master. Ke talmud cholek al rabo. And here we go. Eis asher tiharta timesi. What you have said tahar, Hashem, I have said tameh. Vasher timesa tiharti. Doesn't have to be only to matara. It can mean like, hashkafically, what you have said is tahar and I should be involved in, I've been matameh. And vice versa. Eis asher hitarta asarti. Vashar asarta hitarti. What you have said mutter, I've said asar. What you have said asar, I've said mutter. Meaning I've messed up halacha. I've confused halacha. Eis asher ahavta sanesi. Vashar sanesa ahavti. Interesting to think, what does that mean separate from tamei and mutter and asar? What you have loved, I have hated. As if this is the fifth Shulchan Aruch. Right? That what you love and what Hashem has loved outside of what he's told us is asar or mutter. And then the next line. Eis asher hekalta. Hechmarti. Vasher hechmarta hekalti. Where you have said to be mekel, I've been machmir. Where you have said to be machmir, I've been mekel. Meaning, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon is telling us there are appropriate places to be machmir, and there are inappropriate places to be machmir. And we are mizvadeh that we didn't get it right. Meaning, we have to try to get it right. We have to look. We read Rav Elazar HaKapar, we have to appreciate what he is illustrating. And this is there's a lot to take into account when I'm thinking about taking upon myself a certain behavior at the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. When we think about different things, we have to make sure that we are following all the rules of appropriate chumras and appropriate kulas. We have to make sure that we're not jumping. Right, we like to quote the Gemara in Chulin about Mar Ukva, where Mar Ukva says that I am like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. Why? Because my father waited 24 hours between Fleishiks and Milchiks. And I only wait 6 hours. I only wait Misuda Lasuda, which most Rishonim assume means 6 hours. So ask the Bali Musur, what, he wanted to have the ice cream so badly? We're talking about Marukva. There was somebody stored, Marukva jumped into the oven because he didn't want the Ani to see who he was. This is Marukva. He wanted the Milchiks so much, if he thought it was appropriate to wait 24 hours, so he should have waited 24 hours. Why didn't he? So explain the Bali Moser, if Sternbach quotes this in Tam Vadas, in Parshas Yisro, that, no, he knew that this Chumrah was not appropriate for where he was up to. We have to be honest with ourselves. We can't jump the gun, right? If we're talking Lashon Hara all day, we shouldn't be getting up doing Tikkun Chatzos. We should be looking on our Lashon Hara. We have to be focused step by step. So he felt that this Chumrah, which it was inappropriate for where he was up to. Again, we always have to be honest with ourselves. No, coming to davening on time is just not, that's a chumra that I'm not there. I'm not there yet. Chas v'shalom. We have to be honest with ourselves. That's a halacha. That's not a chumra. But we have to make sure that we do the most that we can in the world of reality, in the world of where we're off to. Like we quoted in Parshas here a couple of weeks ago from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, V'yasisa ma kel gagecha. We have to have dreams, but with a gag on those dreams. We have to go up to the roof. We have to have a mak. We have to have a gag. But we have to have a mak on the gag. We have to make sure it's guarded. We have to make sure it's appropriate. So when we have Rav Elazar HaKapar over and over again in this Masechta, it should jar us and make sure that we are focusing on the proper perspectives in this regard of Chumrah and in this Chumrah and Kula. Okay, let's continue. By the way, oh, I'm sorry, something I forgot before. One way to answer that Rambam, just to mention, is how extreme you look at okay lamafreya. But we like to say lamafreya lamafreya or mikano lahaba lamafreya. Is it totally uprooted, like it never happened, or it happened, but I'm allowed to view it as if it didn't happen if I look at it in hindsight? But it really did happen b'shaito. So that's how some achronim go into answer that question, but we will leave it for now. Let's continue, and if there's more time at the end, we'll go back to that former topic. Says the Gemara Tashma, so we still have not answered the question. Megas gayas umekar akar. Tashma, says the Gemara, Detanya, Behedya, we have a Beferish Tosefta, Ha'isha Shinadra Benazir, Vishama Chaverta, Va'amra Va'ani, a woman who becomes a Nazira, and her friend hears and says, and me. So, woman one becomes a Nazira. Woman two also becomes a Nazira. Uba Baila shall Rishona Ve'eferla, then husband of woman one comes and does Hafara, when he hears about it, Himuteres, Vechaverta Asura. Woman one is Muteres, because her husband was Mefer. But woman two is Asura. Shmami, Naba, Megas, Gaius. So it's Beferish. The second woman could only be a Nazira if the first woman's Nazirus exists at the moment. Right? Because if it totally disappears, so then it wouldn't be allowed. Wouldn't be able to, the second one wouldn't stand. So that's the Tanakhama. That's a Raya that Megas, Gaius. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im amra la hareni kamosayich, shtean mutaros. Rabbi Shimon says, if her lashon is not ani, but I am like you, that even she would be mutar. Because what does she mean, I will be like you? Tosfos asks, why does that work? Why do we say, she says, if I'm like you, it becomes mutares? Look at Tosfos on the third white line. Vetema, kivan shekibla naziris, v'chalalea, once she was makabelas naziris, heich tia mutares, pataras chaverta. If I'm now a Nazira, how does your nether get rid of it? Kiva de Megas Gaius, who a Nazira is the Chatzon. She's a Nazira. Says Tosfos, skipped a couple of lines. Tahachi Kamrala, this is how we understand Kamosayach. Im sofech shatia muteris, lo yachol a Nazira's kol ikar. I'm like you. If at some point in the future you're not a Nazira, I'm not going to be a Nazira either. That's how we understand the umdana of Kamosayach. But the maskana here seems to say that a Baal and a husband is Megas Gaius to his wife, to his daughters, Nedarim. That is why, because it seems to be we paskin this way, we discuss this back in Nedarim, the Lashon is so crucial. A husband and a rabbi get rid of Nedarim different ways. To be Matir and to be Mefer. What does Matir mean? Matir is from the word Lahatir, like the Malacha on Shabbos. Kosher and Matir. Matir means to untie. When you untie a knot, it's like it was never there. It's not like there was a knot that was cut. If I cut a string, okay, it's cut, but it was there, and now it's not connected anymore. But to be matir, it is to untie it, says the Rishonim, says the Ramban, the Tosfos Rid right here says it. When a Chacham does it, he's matir the neder. He undoes it meikaro, whether it's charata, whether it's Pesach. And that's why he has to use that lashon of hatara. By a husband, he uses mefer. Mefer is more of breaking and not letting it be binding anymore. That's lahafer. Lahafer, to ruin somebody's plans. Lahafer. He had plans and you stopped it. And it's not doesn't work anymore. That's why the lashon is so crucial, says the Tosfos Rid right here. The kibbutz ifshit the baal megas gaius im kain im aisa shosa yain akach hefer baila loke. Fine sham baal shamar blashan atara kamosh amar chacham lo amar klum. The dafka chacham matir is a kesher al yidei charata ki ilu eno the okro meikaro mebreisha no de mischaripo avo baal shemefer balkarcho, but a baal that's mefer afal pi shalonis charta, even if she still wants to be in a zero, the baal can get rid of it. Eno matir kesher hanadil mafreya ela mikano lahaba. So that's why the lashon. It's not just the Xeris HaKasiv that they each have to use their separate Lashonos, but they each have to use the Lashonos because it's a different halachic process. It's a different mechanism, the Hatara and the Hafara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara on top. How do you read the next line of the Gemara? Is two long days in Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph. We're going to go with a daya that says as follows. Marzutra, Bredra, Mari, Amar. Marzutra says, Hi, Hainu, Durami, Barchama. This prior issue relates to the question of Rami Barchama. Which question? Debayer and Barchama. Rami Barchama asked at the end of the first parak of Nedarim, Hare alai kibasar zevach shlamim. If somebody has a piece of meat, a mutter piece of meat in front of them, and there's a piece of shlamim, next to that meat, and I say this piece of meat should be like the shlamim. So is that new piece of meat usser? Remember, to make a neder, it's you have to be matvis bedavar hanadur. That's usser now. If I take a cookie that I'm allowed to eat, and I say this cookie should be like that cookie, I didn't do anything because the first cookie is mutter. So what if it's a piece of shlamim? Shlamim is also mutter for me to eat after the proper time. It wasn't always mutter. So when I'm matvis in a piece of shlamim, that was Rambam Brachamas Kasha. Hare alai kibsar zevach shlamim mahu. Ki mitvis inish bi'ikara matvis. When a person connects a new item to the original item, bi'ikara, is he connecting it to the original state of the item? So for a shlamim, it would be asur. O dilma bitsanana matvis. Or is he connecting it to, sanana literally means the cold part. When something's asur, it's hot. When something's mutter, it's cold. So is he connecting it to tsanana matvis, and therefore we would be able to connect it to the end. So what does this have to do with the previous discussion? The kamosayach line. Kamosayach means the second woman is connecting to the end of the first Nazira. Her end story, and not her original story. So that's what Marzutra suggests. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Me dummy, how can you compare the two cases of the two Nazirot and the carbon? Hasam, maybe by the carbon, kivan to amar hare alaika besar zevach shlamim. When somebody connects it to the shlamim, there I might say they're connecting it to the end. Why? Even though after Zrikas Adam occurs, you can eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can eat it in all of your Yerushalayim, Mikdash Kaddish, it's still a carbon. Even if somebody is able to eat it, when I talk about my carbon shlamim, I might be talking about it when it's usher, but I'll still call it my shlamim meat afterwards. So it could very well be that that was my kavana with this new piece of meat. I'm connecting it to the shlamim, that's mutter. Aval hacha isalka daitak b'tsanana kamatvis. But if this woman is connecting to the end, hahefer labayla, then what she's not doing anything. It's all mutter, and therefore l'chala she wouldn't have that in mind. I want to be like you. So why does she say anything? Let her just be quiet. So that's why you can't compare the two cases. By the shlamim one, he might be connecting to the end, unlike the woman. And last line of this section, Ika de Amre, Haina Drami Barchama Vadai. Unusual usage of Ika de Amre. Either the Gemara said, maybe this is connected, maybe it's not parallel. Ika de Amre, maybe it is parallel. It's Vadai parallel. Period. 2 points related to the Achila of Karmin Shlamim. Number one, there is a Rambam Lashon. The Rambam talks about, and the Ramban, is there a mitzvah to eat karban shlamim? We know there's a mitzvah to eat karbanos, achilos karbanos. The Gemara says in Psachim, ba'al kohanim ochlim ba'ilam eskaprim. When the kohanim eat my karban chatas, so then I'm going to get kapara. Ba'ilam ochlim, the kohanim ochlim ubailam eskaprim. The Rambam's lashon in Hilchas Maisa Karbanos, in Perek Yud, the Rambam says, achilas chatas va'asham mitzvahs aseh. That's the pasuk. According to Rambam Miskaprim. So Rambam says, eating chatas and asham is a mitzvah zaseh. And then the Rambam adds a line. V'hu hadin l'shar kodshim. She'ochlin hakohanim she'achilasan mitzvah. Also other karbanos. Achilasan mitzvah. Question. Is it a mitzvah for the kohanim to eat shlamim or not? Is it a mitzvah? The Rambam's first line is, eating chatas and asham, that's a mitzvah. And then he says, and the rest are also a mitzvah. It sounds like within the mitzvah, there are primary parts to the mitzvah and secondary parts of the mitzvah. Rav Asher Weiss, a couple of weeks ago, put out a kuntris where he lists off 18 levels of dinim. 18 levels, going from Mefurish B'Torah, Yud Gimel Midos, all the different 18 categories. Masra Adar L'Chachamim, Ratzon Hashem, all different categories. So this is one of his categories. That there are Dvarim She'Nigrarim Achar HaMitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah is Achilas Kachi Kachim to get a Kapara. Chatas and Asham. Mincha is a different one. Where's Shlamim? So the Rambam throws it in, but it's clearly secondary. It's clearly Nigrar after the Iker Mitzvah. What's another example? Not sure. But this is one of them. This is it. If you look in the Ramban doesn't even have to say this, because the Ramban, when the Ramban added on to the Rambam's mitzvos, after, as we mentioned, he takes out many and has added many, the first mitzvah zaseh that the Ramban adds in, that he says, Sheshachach HaRav, the first one, Shenitz tavinu lecho meiser sheni ubechoros b'Yerushalayim. There's a mitzvah asay to eat meiser sheni and carbon bechor behema in Yerushalayim and kachi kalim. And he seems to be talking about the he says the Bailam, not just the Kohen. Even what the Bailam eat is a mitzvah asay daraisa. He says nizbar ki achilas akachim lebailim ularai laochlan asay ukimo. And whenever there's a kamo in Rishonim, we have to open up our ears. Just like ukimo shehu asei lekohanim bechatos ubashamos kachu lebailim bechelak haroi lahem. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah asei daraisa for the Bailam to eat it. Is this mitzvah including the kohanim eating shlomim too, or is that included in the earlier mitzvah? Unclear. But this is a mitzvah asei discussion about eating the karbanas. The Mishnah Melech there says, even though the Ram doesn't say it, there's going to be a special bracha. Here we base at Mikdash that we're going to say when we eat karbanas. Nira de milsa de pshitahi shahakoein mevarech asher kedushana bekdushaso shel aron v'tzivanu lecho chadas awasham. That's the bracha that they're going to say, and he gets it from. He says mevur besof ilchas trumas gaichilas truma bekdushaso shel aron. They're going to say that before they eat truma and bikurim and all the other items that are special to the. Says the Ramban, just to add one more hosafa to the mitzvah of achilas shlamim, the Ramban notes that karbanos are eaten, have various times to be eaten. The olah, of course, is not eaten. The karban, chatas, and asham are eaten for day and night. And most shlamims, not the todah, most shlamims are eaten for day, night, day. But the Ramban points out that the language in Parshat Tzav is vahanosar mimenu. What is left over on the second day can be eaten. The Ramban there notes that he feels that everything, the pasuk is alluding, that everything really should be eaten on day one, if possible. Whatever's left over could be eaten on day two. Lefi daiti, says the Ramban, in yarkoz of azeh, b'avar sha'amar, b'yom ha'kribo azivcho, yechali macharaz, because you could have, it says you could eat it 2 days, v'ayi b'mashma, shetehei mitzvah sheyochal b'shnei yamim, yochal miksaso b'yom rishom, yenich miksaso l'machar, a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, l'ficha chazar l'va'er, v'hanosu b'menu b'rishon, yochal umi macharaz. You can't leave all of it for tomorrow, or even part of it. So that's the Ramban in terms of eating shlomim, lechatchila to eat it all on day one. Okay, Viter says the Gemara, two dots. Amrala. Once we're having different lashonos of the second woman in mind, Amrala, what about this case? Hareini Nazira biikvayich mahu. I am a Nazira in your footsteps. What does that mean? Hareini Nazi biikvayich bekula milsa. Remember, and the first one then had a far by her husband. So do we say, I am in your footsteps bekula milsa regarding everything visharya? And then the second one is also mutter. Odilma kimikami delay for la baila vasira. Or I'm like you in your footsteps from before the baal was made for it. And it is asura. Tashma said, basically, is it I am like your end, or I am because of you, and I'm like you originally? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Tashma, Isha Shadra Benazir Mishnah Bailav Amar Va'ani, Eino Yachal HaFer, a woman makes an neder, the husband says, and me, he can't be made for it. And we're saying Va'ani is kind of like Big Vayach in your footsteps. V'isalka Daita Ki Amar Lahareini Big Vayach. And if you want to say when she says, I am like your footsteps, I am in your footsteps, I am following you, it's only bi'ikara, and therefore she's still asura. So lefer laladida. So in the parallel case in our Mishnah, let the husband who became a nazir because his wife said, Harini Nazira, so let him be made for hers, velokim didei, and he'll still be a nazir. Elalav shmamina must not be true. It must be bekulam demilsa matvis. It must be his va'ani. And the other woman's big vayich is going on everything. That's why he cannot be made for this, because then he'll be made for indirectly his own nazirus, which he can't do. Ha'isha da amra harading big vayich hinami muteris. But any other woman would be made to be muter, because we assume that it is akula milsa. So the Gemara says lo, maybe not la olam biikara kamatvis. Maybe no, it's biikara, meaning if she says big vayich, she's still asura. V'hacha, what about our case? If it's only big vayach, why can't the husband be made for his wife's nazirus and keep his own? Kivan da amr la va'ani ka'omer kiyim lechidami. If he says va'ani, it's like a hakama. It's not that, oh, he's going to lose his. Right when he's on his, like a hakama. And therefore, he can't be made for it after that. The mitchell hakamaso, matzi mefer, the ilolo, and if he's shoel on the hakama, then he can be made for it, fine, but if not. Okay, either way, no raya from our Mishnah. Last try. Hareini nazir, or last case, discussion. The Mishnah said, the opposite case. Hareini nazir va'at. He says, I am a nazir, what about you? V'am ra'amen, and she says, sure, amen. Mefer et shalah v'shalo kayam. She's second, so the husband could get rid of hers, but his is still kayam. V'ramenu, but we learn it in a Tosefta, stira hareini nazir va'at. Same case. I'm a nazir, what about you? V'am ra'amen, shneyam asurin. They're both usher, meaning it sounds like he can't get rid of hers. V'imla, but she does not answer amen, shneyam mutarin. They're both, but they're even his mipnesha, tala nidra, benidra. Sounds like, honey, I'm a nazir, but let's do it together. Only if you're a nazir. That's how it was understood. Right? Only if we do it together. And it's going back to chava. If I eat from this, you're also eating from this. Right? So I have to do it together. So question mark. The resha is the problem. Because the resha sounds like, if he says to her, you want to be a nazir too? Then they're both usher. Why? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Tani, mefer et shalah v'shalo kayam. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, change the girsa. The ratio should be that he can be made for hers. Abaya Amar, no. Maybe there's a difference in the case. Afilu teima kidiktani. Leave it as it is. But there's a difference. Braisa kegon de ka'amar la hareini nazir. In the Braisa, he says, I'm a nazir. Va'at. It's one phrase. Tekatali nidra benidra. They're all connected. They're both connected in both directions. So if he's told on her, and then she says amen, so he can't get rid of hers because then he'll be getting rid of his too. But umas nisa, but in our Mishnah, could go into amar la hareini nazir, the befari she has in one word, legamre. I'm a nazir, period. Vaat, and what about you? Do you want to join me? My. Mishim hachi mefer shalav shalokai. And then they're separate nazirios, and therefore, that would stand. Okay, so these are issues of naziris, Be'ez Hashem. I'll figure out some time tomorrow morning to put it up. It's a very fun daf. Right, it's a lot of agadah, a lot of great stuff. It has to do with the first day of Rosh Hashanah a little bit, but it's Be'ez Hashem, we'll get it up. Everybody should have a chesiva tova and a year of limud, a year of growth, and we should all be keep going Michael Chayil Be'ez Hashem one day. Zman HaGeula, we'll be able to all be together and have a shir in person Be'ez Hashem. But really, everybody should have a year of simcha, nachas, bracha, and growth. Okay, we'll stop here.